This is Mike Hamilton from the Disney Podcast Directory, located at www.disneypodcastdirectory.net. You are listening to the
Everything Disney Resorts Podcast.
If you're looking for more great Disney podcasts like this one, check out the Disney Podcast Directory, where you will find extensive lists of both unofficial and official Disney podcasts.
Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mouska Trips, at www.mouskatrips.com. That's www.mouskatrips.com. Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts Podcast. Here are your hosts, Luke Manning and Nick McLamb. Guys, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts Podcast. As usual, I am your host, Luke Manning. Joined with me today, also as usual, Nick McLamb. And of course, Nick McLamb is the host of the brand new Disney News weekly podcast, which we will be recording right after this show. Yeah. Also with me for the second time in a week, we have Thomas Corliss of the Walt Disney World News Today podcast.
Hello, everybody.
And for his first time on the show, we have Jason M. Diffendall of WDWCelebrations.com.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we were to have John Corigliano of the Mouse Times podcast, who hates Brits, and also his new theme song goes a bit like this, Tom, if you would please give us an example. So that is the that is the new theme song for John Corigliano of the Mouse Times podcast. Now today on the show we're going to be talking a little bit about our favorite Disney websites, and what we're going to be doing is we're each going to be giving our three favorite Disney websites, pure Disney websites, three favorite forums, and our three favorite podcast websites. So we'll start off with Tom and his top three Disney websites.
Top three Disney websites. Well, I think it's no secret what number one is.
The WDW News Today.
Yes, the only daily source for Walt Disney World news and information on the internet.
I'm sure it is.
For number two, I think I'm going to have to go with Jim Hill Media. Why, it's not a news site like most of the other ones or all that stuff. He has fantastic articles almost every day, and it's a great website. And then number three, I think I'm going to have to go with Mouse Times for their, you know, Disneyland pictorials. Disney World pictorials and other stuff.
Is he paying you?
Who?
John.
No, I like Mouse Times. I've been going to Mouse Times for a long time. That's how I got involved with them pretty much. But
Jason. What are your top three favorite just plain Disney websites?
Well, the absolute top website, far and above the rest, would have to be WDWCelebrations.com.
It's not even open yet.
Exactly.
It's the teaser page is up, and it will be opening relatively soon. Let's see. My next favorite Disney website would have to be DisneyWorld.com, the only source for official Disney information and news.
They're ripping on you, Tom.
But also, let me see. And my number three would probably have to be deadwillsallearsnet.com, which is a fantastic resource for a lot of different sorts of Disney information.
All right. And Jason, I'd like to say you have very good graphics up on your site.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I didn't make them, but thank you.
Oh, well, then I might take that back a little bit. All right, Nick, what are your top three favorite main proper Disney websites?
Number three. I'm just kidding.
What the?
That's a drum roll.
Please back away from the microphone.
Yeah. Please stand clear of the microphone. Por favor, man.
Okay. Number three, I'm going to have to say Jim Hill Media. Number two, the Disney Resource Kingdom. Nah.
Yeah. Kill. I'm going to kill you, Nick.
Just kidding. Yeah, Disney Resource Kingdom for number two. And number one, WDW News Today.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Now, for me, I would my website in the top three, of course, because my life is all about me, and me.
And Disney.
Also in the mix would be Tom Corliss's WDW News Today for their outstanding efforts in bringing you Disney World news every single day, plus Enchanted. And my absolute favorite Disney website would have to be MySage, which I think they offer really good articles. Al Lutz's are just awesome. Alan Latte's are great. And Kevin Yee's are, yeah, okay. All right, Tom, what are your top three favorite forums?
Number one, I'm going to go with MiceChat.
Is that because you're part of it?
I was on MiceChat for a while before that, so I'm going to go number one, MiceChat. Number two, I guess I'm going to have to go with Mouse Time, I guess, for number two. And number three, even though I no longer frequent it, I'm going to go with WDW Magic. That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right, Jason?
So my number one would have to be WDW Magic, just because that's where we got the whole Celebration 25 thing started with all the great people on there. My second would have to be probably Disney World Trivia Forums. And my third would probably be MiceChat.
All right, Nick, I'm going to take a wild guess to what your number one is, but go ahead.
Yeah, you might as well just say it right now.
Inside the Magic.
Yep, because that was my first forums ever. And then number two, MiceChat, whatever. And number three, WDW Magic. There you go.
All right, my favorite as well would probably be Inside the Magic.
Because you spam it.
I do not spam it. I just enjoy both.
Everything Disney Resorts. Everything Disney Resorts.
This is my show now. Then I'd have to say the Window to the Magic forums. I really enjoy being on there. And then finally, MiceChat, mainly because of the Disneyland Resort forum. We get some really good discussions going over there. And finally, we're going to talk about our top three favorite podcast websites. So these are the websites that are mainly dedicated to the podcasts. So Tom, if you want to start it off.
This is a tough one because there's not a lot of them that are just the podcast, or at least that they're good enough to mention.
They were built around the podcast. And of course, they can feature other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Number one, I'm going to go and the Muppet Cast, because the website is completely based around the podcast and it's got a lot of great stuff on there. So MuppetCast.com is probably number one for me. Number two, I'm going to have to go with Window to the Magic, just because it's probably the only other one I visited. And then number three, I guess you could consider it because it was there from the first week, WDW News Today.
Surprise, surprise.
I ranked us third, so.
All right, Jason.
So my top three, well, let's see. WDW News Today is definitely on that list as a great resource. And number two would be probably WDW Radio Show. And number three would be Window to the Magic.
All right, Nick.
And yes, Tom paid me money.
Thought he would have somehow. All right, Nicholas.
Okie dokie. Number three, I'm going to have to go with Linda to the Magic. And number two and number one, Todd. You can say Todd. WDW News Today and Inside the Magic.
Now, for me, I would say Inside the Magic as being number one because they got some great graphics on there as well as the awesome DVDs.
Is that all you care about?
No, it's not.
Graphics. You say
but they
graphics.
Are cool. I love graphics. When graphics are really cool, I like it. Then I would say...
You should rename this podcast Outside the Magic.
But then I have to say the WDW radio show, mainly because the show notes that Lou puts together each week are very good. And then I would say WDW News Today, mainly because of the non-podcast features on there, especially the news page. And he doesn't really do much for that podcast page, whoever that guy is that does that, but yeah. And of course, an honorable mention goes to my site, DisneyResortsKingdom.com.
Honorable mention?
Honorable mention.
An honorable mention. Boy, that site must suck.
Get out.
We didn't even mention the Mouse Times podcast.
Oh, sorry, that's not a polite and Disney. Please, get out.
Another train wreck show.
Whenever we've got more than just me and Nick on here, or more than just you and me, Tom, it always gets out of control.
They get progressively worse as the numbers go higher.
Mm. What is this? One thing?
And the numbers of the podcast go down. Mm.
Of course, I'd like to remind you all about Christmas month next year, where we'll be talking about practically nothing but Christmas here on the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. Over on the Everything Disney podcast, we have the corny Christmas season. And there'll be a promo at the end of the show with more about that. Tom, he smells a lawsuit coming.
What?
Nah. Alright, I think that's about it. So, Tom, thank you for joining me.
No problem.
What have you got coming up on the show this Saturday? Because I know you told us all about the special Thanksgiving Black Friday show you've got coming out today.
Yeah, that'll be coming out Wednesday. Probably pretty late, but it'll be out Wednesday. Yeah, and then, of course, for the weekend we'll have a normal show with all the news and rumors you've come to expect, and plus the Disney things we are thankful for in 2007. So check it out at WDWNewsToday.com.
Jason, thank you for joining me. Do you want to tell everyone who and what you are? Emphasis on the word what.
Thank you very much, Luke, for the invitation to be on your spectacular podcast.
I know, it's so good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, this is an experience like no other.
However, except found in the Twilight Zone.
It rivals that experience, yes it does. I don't have a podcast of my own to plug at this point, but I would just like to direct anyone who's interested to WDWCelebrations.com. Right now there's only a teaser page, but in the very near future, I'd say within a couple of weeks, we're going to have our first event page posted, and so all that information will be rolling out very, very soon for anyone who's interested.
Now, the celebrations, I'm guessing, is for things like Celebration 25, which you were a part of.
So Celebration 25 was really the first event, and what we're trying to do as WDWCelebrations.com is extend that sort of event to additional anniversaries and other special events that happen so that we can have some fan gatherings several times a year.
Like I heard you might be doing like a Celebration 10 for Animal Kingdom or something like that.
That's a rumor that you might have heard, and it very well might be true, and the information very well might be posted in the next week or so.
Ooh, interesting. And Nick, as always, thank you for joining me. Nick is the host, of course, of the new Disney News Weekly podcast, and we're going to be recording that right after we've recorded this. And Nick, why don't you tell us what we got coming up on that show?
The Tiki 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 Room.
And of course, news and rumors.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Very familiar. I wonder where from. Was it Mouse Times?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Nick, Jason, and Tom, thank you for joining me once again, and we'll see you all on the next show.
Christmas comes this time each year. Ooh.
Well, wait.
second year, the Everything Disney podcast proudly presents The Corny Christmas Season, featuring classic Disney corny Christmas specials, including Mickey's Christmas Carol, The Small One, and any other corny Christmas specials that I can get my hands on. The Corny Christmas Season will begin on the Everything Disney podcast on Saturday, December 1st, 2007. The Corny Christmas Season will be separate podcasts from our weekly episodes of the Everything Disney podcast that will be released any other day of the week except Sunday. So be sure to check out the Everything Disney podcast second year of the Corny Christmas Season. Run, run, reindeer! Run, run,
reindeer! Run, run, reindeer! You don't miss no one.
Hi-ho! Kermit the Frog here. Join me, Fred Block of Magic Meats, and all my Muppet friends during Mouse Fest for Muppet Meats on Friday, December 7th at 4 p.m. in front of Muppet Vision 3D, located at the Disney MGM Studio. For more information, visit magicmeats.com. See you there!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks! And me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home. For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
And now for your listening pleasure, here are some outtakes.
So, I will talk to you guys all later. Okay, Tom? Okay, Luke? Okay, Jason?
Sounds good.
Okay.
See you all later.
Bye-bye.
John.
Bye-bye. You mean Tom is an ass. Yeah, there you go. So, you got that audio.
I'll put that in the show.
Okay.
All right, Luke, I'll call you back after he ends this.
Okay.
Tom is being really is an ass.
And also, his new theme song goes a bit like this, Tom. If you would please give us an example.
I have it closed. Don't make me open it.
Well, open it up. I love editing.
No long is it going to take me to find it again? I'm going now, but I hope you're in the mood to edit.
Oh, this is gonna be hard.
Oh, where is it?
Eat it or not.
Eat dull.
Eat dull.
This'll take about a half hour or so.
That's great. Believe it or not,
hold on, I have a phone call here.
Great.
Edit.
Oh, hey, how's it going? good. Yeah, I'll be around. What time are you coming? Alright, that's fine. I'm recording a podcast, so I'll see you then.
I'm recording a podcast. I should just save these bits for the outtakes.
Really? That's our editor in chief that's never around, so.
Carmine Torchetti. Carmine Torchetti.
Yep.
Alright, next we're going to talk about our top forums, so. Not now.
What happened to your voice?
Puberty!
Hello.
How was that? Hello.
All right, let's get this thing going.
Over on the Everything Disney podcast, we're going to be talking with the. Okay, that came out wrong.